Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
This is okay, this episode. This is fine.
I don't see how this is any less insensitive than catching babies like football, so it's fine. It's all good.
Welcome to Pitch Please. My name's
Fuck
Alex.
Me.
I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Hello.
Hello. Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
All right there.
Thomas, the idea's canon.
Oh, boom.
He's boomed out another idea. So the way this works, if you've not listened to us before, welcome. One of us is going to pitch an idea for a game. A game will be pitched, and then we're going to spend the rest of the episode talking about it. This week.
Here we are.
What's going on, Tom? What we got this week?
This week, I had to wrestle with a seagull outside because I saw they had a tape cassette around their neck. And luckily, I have a tape player. And on this, it says great pitch in crayon. So I think it was for me.
Holy shit. Delivered by seagull.
Was it a homing seagull?
Not really delivered by seagull as much as I mugged a seagull for a great pitch that had a tape around its neck.
I see. Okay.
And luckily, I have this tape player right here. Listen to the rewind noise. Oh my God. Wow.
As a combination really of like good. A creaky door and a tape being rewinded. Rewound is the word.
I was hoping I was going to make Alex's editing life more difficult, but it's okay.
Oh, a cappella with Alex.
Would you like to hear what's on this tape? I think it works.
Would I?
Would you?
Yes, please. Please, yes.
You would? All right, let's go.
Hello there again, PP gang. You might like to hear that they are not playing. I'm still outside though. Anyways, today I don't have a full pitch for you guys. Only got a couple of names that I retroactively gave birth to a concept. The names I got are Midlife Crisis and Kingdom Come, Deliver a Baby. And as you might have guessed, the idea is that you play a midwife in some capacity. Probably heard that dog barking. Anyways, that's all I got. Kisses and bye bye.
Sorry, was that signed off with kisses and bye bye?
Yes. Kisses and bye bye.
That's my new favorite way to. That's how I'm going to end it tonight.
Kisses and bye bye.
Oh my God!
I've heard that voice before.
Kisses. You've heard that voice before.
That's Hugo.
That's Migo.
That's Migo Troito.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
A non-running pitch.
Oh, great. He had dogs in the background, but the pitch
some
goes on uninterrupted. Mm. And the pitch in question was, it was just two names, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, two names.
What were they? Midwife Crisis.
Which I really like.
That's brilliant.
It's a great name.
An idea
but also,
he gave birth to. Brilliant. Like foreshadowing
there. Kingdom Come, Deliver a Baby.
I think you could just go Kingdom Come, Deliverer.
Kingdom Come, Deliverer?
It would have to be like medieval babies.
Deliverance.
Not that like they're born now, but they have armor and swords. It would have to be set back then.
Right.
That's what a medieval baby is. I immediately... Are we just going into it? Because I already have several
I
want to
hear your thoughts. Yeah.
Give us everything.
Have you ever played Hand Physics Lab on Quest?
No.
It's very, like, very well done hand tracking game. Very high fidelity hand tracking, and you can do very minuscule movements and loads of physics puzzles to solve.
Right.
And recently on Twitter, the person who made it has been posting, like, a surgery-based version. Kind of like
Surgeon Sim. Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, Vagina Lab Simulator or something.
Wait for it, because like a baby, it's coming soon.
What?
it sounded worse after I said it.
No.
Yeah. Kingdom Come, oh dear.
But yes, very much like Surgeon Sim-esque. You've got to make it, you can't make it simmy. You have to make it
hyper-realistic.
It's got to be arcadey. Oh. No, come on now. It's got to be like you're catching a football, but the football is actually a baby. And you're just, it's constant baby stream.
Like your idea canon. But with babies.
But with babies.
Oh my God, I just had a really weird like flashback to maybe like a mini clip game or something like that. Where do you remember those games where you just basically have to throw yourself as far as you can, you hit bombs and you get further and further, and if you hit like traps, you slow down.
Yeah.
But you get upgrades and stuff. I'm pretty sure there was one where you are a baby launched out of the womb and you had to hit like trampolines and stuff just to go as far as you can. Does anyone else remember this, or am I making this up?
I mean, I remember a similar game, but it was Yeti Sports and it was a penguin that went as far as it could.
Oh yeah, because you had to like hit it right with a baseball bat.
Yeah. So in your head, Tom, you remember that very differently.
I'm like 90% sure that existed. There was also like Buffalo Burrito something or other as well. That was a really good one.
Basically, 90% of the
Burrito Bison
of this game is going to be the umbilical physics. That's where all the money's going.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like it.
And it gets your arms tangled up if you're really bad, and you've got to like do all that. I think it has to be hand tracking.
So this is a VR game.
I think it has to be. It has to be. You need that. You need that 3D space awareness.
You need to be able to slap the baby on the bum.
We're focused just on the delivery. As a midwife, are you doing other thing? Are you doing like the what's the scan that they do where they first see like the little
an ultrasound?
Are they doing the ultrasound?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you involved in that as well?
So is it a management sim? You got to buy like a birthing pool and. Like
my head immediately went to when you mentioned like the birthing pool and stuff. My head went to like a Phasmophobia style game where you start in like I don't know your midwife office, I guess. And you get call-outs to different births to different houses, and there are different things. Yeah, the main objective is whereas in Phasmophobia the objective is exorcise the ghost. Or find out what the ghost is. You know, the main objective is deliver the baby, but perhaps there's a bunch.
So wait, when you arrive in a van, you've got a whiteboard with like the baby's name on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you say
it, you've got to take your tools out with you. Right, well, I'm going to carry three things. What am I taking in? Okay,
we definitely need
fresh towels, the epidural, bubbly water.
You have to figure out what the mother wants to then decide what you need to bring in.
Oh, so you have to like communicating on a Ouija board, but with a distressed
dialogue wheel.
Mother,
yeah,
you can't try. You're trying to figure out what they're screaming.
Yeah,
this is okay. This episode, this is fine.
I don't see how this is any less insensitive than catching babies like football. So it's fine. It's all good.
I was going to say what I really enjoy the idea of is four men without children making a game about women giving birth.
I don't know how we can make much of a game out of this, like just having been given the title.
Oh, we 100% can. However, I've never felt more out of my depth ever before in this podcast.
I'm excited for the thumbnail.
I am not.
I feel like maybe in order to get a different thumbnail, we should move on to a different pitch. So that then Nina won't have to draw this.
Oh, I thought
this.
You were going to say, like, I need to have a child.
Okay.
It's going to be a long
podcast.
This episode will come out in 9 months' time.
Daddy, why did you decide to have me?
We needed a vertical slice. So,
a tax write-off. It counts as a business expense.
It probably does.
Oh,
could you do that for their entire life?
Maybe. It's research.
Holy shit.
There you go.
I think we've just found a loophole here.
If we make a game about growing up.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Wow.
There you go. Someone prototype that for us.
Oh, I think we meant a baby.
Someone make a baby
Someone
for
make
us.
This.
Just make one. All right, look.
Just go make a baby for us. Maybe you're doing it right now. In which case, thanks.
Would make,
in which
no,
case,
it's
kind of weird that you're saying to this. I will say sorry, I guess. good job. Keep going. Good job. You're doing it.
Keep going.
Just get some encouragement from...
Cut out the giggles.
Get closer.
Fucking done.
Cut this.
That's all right, so gross.
That's a clip.
We can we can move on because luckily we have another pitch that isn't a voice good. Pitch this time. It's
what?
It's a Twitter
pitch. The novelty's already gone.
I know. Look. People have been calling in. They've been calling in by the hundreds, by the thousands, actually. But look,
yeah,
we just don't have time
to
go through them.
I had to throw my phone out the window.
Yeah, it was just getting, it was overheating from the
amount of messages. I thought it was my choice to give Tom's mobile number out on air.
Oh, well, done it now.
However, we do now have a Twitter pitch that was pitched to us just the other week. And we're actually going to read it for the first time in like bloody ages, other than
bloody ages.
Bloody ages. I feel like we don't really do user pitches. User pitches, reader pitches.
We did one last week.
Listener pitches. Yeah. Well, that's the first time in like ages. We don't bother with them, and we should, because a lot of them are
us. We're just
gold.
We're going to do them all in one go now, and then just move on.
But no, this one I thought was genuinely kind of like pretty interesting. Let's see what you guys think of it.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk, and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG. Where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
This is from at Demogorgon White. Okay, so a white Demogorgon. They have to say a fantasy automation game where you are a golem maker. Golem? How do you guys say it?
Not golem.
Golem.
It's either golem or
right.
Golem.
Golem.
Not golem.
Golem.
Got him.
All right, look. Golems are stupid and can only do precisely what you show them. So if you want Golem to make swords, you need to learn making swords yourself and show Golem how to do it. If your work had a flaw, then all swords made by the Golem would be flawed too. So it has a little bit more to it, but how does that feel initially?
I like it. Yeah. I mean, it's putting, I guess, recipes into a thing, and the better you do, the better it is. I mean, what's stopping you from just making the best recipe straight away and giving that to the golem?
I feel like is that where it comes in, like the user error comes in? It's however you make these things, it's difficult to do. It's not something that you can just
You only have one chance, and it's very difficult.
It's not a drag and drop thing.
Or you have to buy a whole new golem.
Yeah.
yeah, once you buy your golem, you have to... you have to put the recipe in. You only have one shot. Do you know your chance to? And
I see you know the song well.
And then you have to do your entire. I guess what is this like? You run a blacksmith or something?
Maybe.
Or is this like a shopkeep style adventure?
You selling a golem to a blacksmith? Is it like? A blacksmith comes to you and says, like, I need a worker, I need someone to make me swords. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
well,
that's kind of interesting.
Show me how you want them made.
Yeah.
And I'll retell that to the golem.
Demogorgon White says about that, if you teach them to farm, you have to set up golem who will know which crops are good and which are spoiled or unready to sort them. Don't quite understand the sentence, but... basic golem can only learn one task, but smarter golems are expensive. End game goal would be to make a town where people can just slack off and every meaningful task like building, farming, or cooking are done by golems.
Oh, so you have an entire village of golems.
Golem town.
So there is a game like this that exists. It's in VR, and it's called The Last Clockwinder. There's also one coming out called We Are One, which is a shooter where you clone yourself. But The Last Clockwinder is like, is you having like a factory line. You're trying to solve a puzzle eventually, but you need to perform the movements, and then the robot that replaces you performs those movements exactly. So then you have to go back to the previous place and you start chucking stuff at each other, catching stuff. But it's all about timing. So like going on from that, like that, it could be, I don't know how, I'm trying to think of how you would do it without VR. That makes it still like, how do you perform an action? Is there like some sort of puzzle? Is there a mini game that you have to get right every time? And the golem does it exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously with VR, you have your whole body, so you can do different movements.
Yeah,
and different,
but I think with Last Clockwinder, you're basically making a factory line, right?
Yeah,
you are the conveyor belt. You are the
you're doing the automation.
Dropper, you're everything. Yeah, throwing things to other versions of yourself in previous recordings. I suppose that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, but I was just wondering how you guys imagine it working. Say that okay, in this there are conveyor belts and there are buildings that do stuff. So you're not every part. Are they like follower golems or like transport golems that can carry stuff? So instead of conveyor belts, you have the transport golems, right? And they are bred to only carry large weights. And then you've got like builder ones, but they can only learn one recipe. But how do you teach them that recipe? Like what's the, that's where I kind of, right now I don't fully understand.
My head went in the direction of gameplay comes from. Something kind of physics-y, because like the idea, like in my head, what makes this fun is when you see the golems fail and do dumb shit. And
they only fail when you fail.
Yeah, exactly. So that, so then that goes to, like if Tom said, you only get one shot, or maybe you have limited, depending on your resources, you have limited attempts at doing this thing. And then once that's it, once you run out of those attempts or you've taken your one shot, that's it, it's locked in and the golems will do it. And so you might succeed, but you might do it in a really stupid way or inefficient way or something.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I think maybe like if every action you do is kind of, I mean, Cult of the Lamb has a cooking mechanic in the game that is very, very, very basic. It's just a slider and you press A the moment it gets into the green bar. It's very easy to do, and harder recipes are tighter than green bar, so it's a little bit harder, but it's not meant to be mega complicated because it's something you do like 20 times a day or whatever. but maybe if the recipes to make these things were varying difficulties of getting the thing into the green bar and you slightly miss and that affects the quality of that particular thing. And then you put it into the grinder and you spin it one too many times and it's like, oh, fuck, okay, that's that golem's job now. He spins one too many times. And all of these failures eventually just lead into an inferior product or whatever. So maybe it is kind of just quick time events programmed into machines to do the quick time events for you, I suppose.
So how'd you get new golems?
You build them.
Yeah, do you have to build
with
them
golems?
With the money that you make from selling these golems off, like James was saying, if you, you know, like if you sell off the blacksmith golem.
Oh, so you're not selling the product?
I feel like
or
you
is
could
the thing you're making the golems.
I think the pitch suggested that your the whole village eventually the end game is that nobody needs to do anything. So the village is coming to you saying, "I need someone to bake me bread." So you're like,
"I'm
all right, here's
fucking sick of
golem
this
to go make bread and stuff." And then eventually everyone's kicking back and having a great time. But you know, is that when hijinks ensue? Because like the golem, like oh, this golem started melting. We put him in the kitchen. And yeah, he's great at making bread, but after 3 days, he's deteriorated? Or like, has he, do you need to constantly teach them new, do they start to forget? I don't know. Like, there's got to be a way that they start to fail, right? Otherwise, you're basically putting yourself out of business by giving everybody a golem. I don't know.
Maybe you have like repair golems that go to particular places to repair whatever is in that place when it is in there, and it's just almost like a a rhythm game in some way where you're like, right, I know that this golem is going to be stood here for a second doing this task. So this is exactly when I need this repair golem to get there to fix him up and have that as a routine. And you're basically just creating thousands upon thousands of routines of all these individual golems that have individual tasks.
I guess one thing that comes to mind is in the pitch, they suggested the golems can only learn like one thing. So instead of like making bread, they know how to mix flour and water. That's all they know. So then they're going to need set up almost these conveyor belts of golems to do single tasks. So you're selling multiples.
But yeah,
I guess in terms of like making the game, there's a lot of like, you'd have to have a lot of different things that need to be made. You know, if it's the blacksmith one, it's like this guy knows how to heat the metal, and then this guy knows how to smack it with a hammer, and this one knows how to quench the, you know, you'd come up with a number of steps for each thing, but you'd have to make a lot of stuff. But I guess being a small village, maybe it's doable. Maybe
all the individual golems have upgrades as well. Like if you've got carrier delivery golems, you can equip them with little jet boots and they move a lot faster. Or the ones that are hammering the steel, you give them a hammer and they hammer.
I can picture like a cool look of all these golems running around doing the tough. Yeah. You know, it feels very management simmy, which is why it's sort of, I'm at odds with this whole quick time kind of, I would have thought we'd immediately just go to, you know, golem making level one and you'll level up after a day, or you make enough golems, you can make golem level two. But I must admit, there's something great about this idea of you injecting the inaccuracies into these golems by
I think that's
somehow
like that's like the pull of it.
Yeah,
it like in my head, what I really like the idea of is you can learn or you can get a second chance to do this stuff, so you don't just fuck it up and then it's done. But like the example that you gave of like making bread, if you need multiple golems to do that to begin with, then if the one that mixes flour and water, if they do it incorrectly, like if they don't mix it, if they just hand flour over, then what happens in the rest of the process? Does it then, like that could be quite funny to initially realize, oh fuck, I've forgotten to do this. Now I have to watch this process just completely fuck up all along the way because of this one thing that I've done.
Even on the like basic level, like you've got to teach this golem to walk, right? So do you have to like, I don't know, let's get the connect out or you know whatever, and you've got to like do a walk cycle, so every walk will be unique, and then there's, you know, you'd see ones that just go a bit wonky as they try and walk to the bakery to, I don't know, there's something interesting about it, but you know, from a pure accessibility point of view, it's terrible. But like, what can we do? What can we replace it with? Like, okay, there's a walk cycle, so you press like two buttons like to quop. Get the timing right.
Oh wow, so you're going as in depth as each individual step.
I think maybe it's basic setup.
I think you do it like Octodad.
It's Octodad, and you have to record every movement.
Yeah, I think you need the physics of a game like Octodad, where the mistakes are funny, but those mistakes will then get repeated, and you'll eventually be like, okay, where have I made mistakes? Let's then re-record that, and maybe that has a cost to it, right?
Maybe it's like your first golem is like X cost, and then to duplicate that same one again is cheaper. So maybe there's, I don't know, a quarry that needs digging. I need 100 golems that all just dig. So you're like, okay, cool. I'll get the first one. I messed it up a bit, but I've got to deliver another 99 golems. Let's just copy paste. Off they go. And they're all just, you know.
Yeah, I think
pickaxes flying everywhere.
Physics on legs and physics on arms. Just like Octodad would be the best way to do it, because all of that wobbliness and the jankiness will just add a visual flavor to it that you just won't get from, you know, doing anything. You'd have to figure out how you would do that. Maybe like instead of, you know, you've got the flour and the milk. How am I making bread? I'm making milk bread. Flour and the water. Maybe you've just got like a jug of water and like a bag of flour, and you have to pick one up individually and you just smash them together, right? And that makes a ball of flour.
Yeah.
Or it makes something, and then maybe the next person in the line, you just have to make their arms, you have to make them like move up and down really fast, like they're sort of needing it. I think those kind of actions done with physics is a lot,
yeah,
a lot better.
And you get one take, and yeah, that's it.
And it costs to re-record, right? You know, yeah, it costs currency.
You have to demolish that golem and make a new one to be like, okay, that guy's never going to forget what you've just taught it. So,
yeah. So every time you spin your arm around in the air above your head, it does that every time you're like, oh, I was just messing around. And now you're like, oh, I should have actually done that properly.
Even the tracking issues would be funny. If you're just doing that and then it suddenly goes bleh, and like your arm waves, you'd be like, keeping that. That's great. That looks hilarious.
And yeah. And you know, say there is like a mining thing and there's a big, like every, like 5 seconds a boulder gets produced and you have to go pick up the boulder. Now it's really heavy, so you've got to like trundle with it, but you also got like keep balance. Every time you fall over, every single one of them is going to then fall over and then like have to go get it again. But the pattern will be the same every time. And I think that's where you'll get the fun side of it. Rather than doing like quick time events and stuff, I just don't think that's like doable on a big scale. Like there's only
times you can press. When I say quick time events, I mean you record like each recipe and each thing you have to do to process a material or whatever is a very small thing that you just do as a quick time event or whatever it is. And that quick time event is recorded into the golem and they then do it for you. It's not that you're doing millions at the same time.
No, I know that. But I still don't think, I think like you do that once, twice for a new thing. And like, that's not as fun as just having janky physics. Like you have to run across town with a boulder above your head and there's loads of other golems who are doing their pass and you're trying to dodge them. And there's like, you know, the boulder's heavy and weighted and just swinging all over the place.
There is a part of that that kind of reminds me for some reason of Mount Your Friends, the 3D one anyway.
Yes.
Because of, the, you know, you're trying to climb past all of your previous mistakes to get higher and higher and higher. And the idea of adapting to a complete fuck up or major success or whatever in building that tower could be done here, where maybe it's not a big village that you're trying to operate. Maybe it is just on tighter puzzle levels. And the objectives are like, get this boulder from here to here. And you send the first one out, he picks it up, he tips over, and suddenly the boulder is way off to the side. And you're like, shit, I now need to send the golem out that way to fix that problem. And by the end of it, I guess it could be kind of Super Meat Boy-y in a way where you send one out. You send one out, he picks it up, it topples over to the side. And then the next time you send one out, the first one goes out alongside your second one to remedy that issue. And then another problem occurs. And then you send three out, then you send four out, and all of them have the previous recordings.
So it's kind of like, it's more of a weird example, like Poly Bridge, right? You can make the cars crash over and over again, and then You keep trying, but this time every one of those mistakes is played out alongside it.
Yeah, but I imagine there are people who are able to solve it with one golem, and then you see another person, he shows his solution, and there's 400 golems just passing the boulder from the next person to the next person elegantly. But it would have taken him ages to do that, but it would have been satisfying as fuck. And then that's just one of the levels, right? Like you could also have levels that are like make a sword. And it's a little bit, I guess, overcooked in some way where it's just a level that's filled with disasters and chaos and conveyor belts and all these things just make things more difficult. But it's doable if you have enough golems that you send out. So yeah, I think Polybridge kind of works. I won't lie, I do kind of miss the Factorio / Dyson Sphere sim, but you can only build stuff with your drones that you've programmed, which I think is the original pitch. Mainly because it reminds me quite a lot of, and we were talking about these the other day, a Zachtronics game called Opus Magnum. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Game Pass.
It's very gif-able.
Where you're building basically factory lines and trying to combine these alchemical symbols together, but you're doing it by programming rotating arms, and you say, right, this rotating arm picks this up, moves to the left, extends outwards and drops there, and then another extending arm comes out, picks it up and moves it all around. You've got this mega machine creating these formulas, and it's really, really fun and satisfying when it works. And when it doesn't work, you just see this mess appear in front of you.
But you can still do that with the the game that we're talking about.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's like, a lot more slapsticky,
yes,
I guess.
It's very much like the mistakes are funny as well. But yeah, I still think that's doable. But like, say if you wanted to do the Factorio style, you could easily scale that up and have a large area with loads of golems running around. Just like, you know, these guys are all carrying boulders in a line, but then you've got like one that's having to run in between them, and every time he does his run, he has to wait for the fire to go by and then goes again and then goes back and then waits, and then like there's, you set up the patterns and it could all be part of the same system. It doesn't have to not be the Factorio. I still imagined it as the Factorio style before you mentioned like challenges and things.
I mean, also it has the Dyson Sphere. I've only heard about Dyson Sphere through you and watching you play it and stuff, but my understanding of Dyson Sphere is like, and what
one
sounds
of the best
interesting
games ever made.
Is that it actually has like, it's kind of one of those automation games that actually has like a very clear goal, right? That you work towards. And like, this is the same kind of thing, I guess, where like maybe that is the idea, like James, you were saying earlier, like, oh, what do you do if, you know, you sell all your golems and then you run out, like you run out of business. But that's fine, right? That's like the end goal for your guy. Guy's like, okay, yeah, I wanna make this town completely automated so that no one ever has to work again, including me. And then we all just retire and the golems just like sort our lives out. They make our food, they feed us, everything.
Okay, what if it was tighter play style in that it's plate up, but with golems? And the moment one person has to lift a finger, the entire thing shuts down. Automation is in the turlet. Get rid of the entire thing.
It could be like orders where you are, you know, you've got 3 minutes to get this order to him, and then the order's set up. So the next time someone orders that, there is that system's already set up. But the time, maybe the time is less on that. So you're like, okay, this whole process now takes 1 minute 30, and they want it in, you know, 1 minute 20. You'd be like, okay, where can I tighten this process up? Maybe you don't like instant fail, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to, you know, I think over time things should get quicker, so you have to revisit old production lines.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do love games where you revisit old puzzles that you've solved and you look at it and you're like, this sucks. What was I thinking then? And solving it better with the new tools that you have, or just by being not a fucking idiot.
A better understanding of how things should work.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, like Factorio and Satisfactory are so satisfying.
Yeah.
Is that you just get, you're constantly redoing things you've done, normally next to the old version of it, so it still produces stuff whilst you're doing it. And then you get the satisfying thing of knocking the old one down.
Rip it all up.
What I love about this golem one, though, is that it's not, it doesn't have to be perfect. It is perfect in how imperfect it is. Whereas when I play games like
Polybridge aspect of it, right?
It all has to line up. Otherwise I start going a little insane. Like that conveyor belt slightly off. And this is like,
but some
be totally
people can
fine.
Make it perfect. Like, and that's, I think that's what would be quite interesting with like having, you know, like watching other people's runs of it, or what, you know, other people's attempts.
But that's the Polybridge side of it, right? Like if you solve it and it costs you 45,000 more than the goal, but it gets the car from A to B, then great. Maybe you want to go for the, you know, the time score, and like I managed to resolve this puzzle in a minute. And that was the goal. Great. It will have so many different like paths that you have to beat, or even it doesn't matter if you do or don't pass it. So long as you are on the leaderboard and you can watch other people's factories running. If it is this puzzle aspect thing, I had a kind of another sort of spin on the idea in some way, where I suddenly thought of Into the Breach, where what if it's almost tile based. It's kind of a 2D top down style thing. The pieces move tile by tile, and you're recording the movements in as you go in a certain time limit. So if in the example of get Boulder from A to B, you position him in the right place, but you don't press like the grab button or whatever, the Boulder then drops on him. The next run, you then have to send a bot out. It moves up, left, left, up, and then you have to press the push button to push that boulder, that robot out of the way so that you can then move forward and grab the boulder. And that could be a way of doing it rather than like Octodad, everything has physics and everything is wrapping around each other and it eventually turns into a mess and probably very, very low frame rate and unplayable. It is just tile-based 2D, relatively simple, easy commands, and you just act out different actions as you get to them, and they're all recorded and played back. But the entire puzzle is littered with all the failures of previous runs as well. You have to resolve.
That's kind of interesting, like, because when you were talking about the playtap idea, I was sort of thinking, it's like, what's interesting is all these different all these different conveyor belts, or, you know, whatever you want to call them, happening at the same time. So then you've got to make sure that the next thing you program doesn't interfere with the first thing you've set up. So if you've got this boulder action happening, and then you've got to go, okay, well, now I need to do something that's over here. Like, what if this was all happening in one big lab or something? You know, you're training all these golems at once, and you're like, make sure that your commands are set up so that you don't crash. And if you do, then you just get a pile up of golems in the middle.
Once they crash, there's no undo, I think, is the other important thing. You have to then find a way to stop them from crashing. And it involves having a robot come along just to nudge it a little bit to the side. And the first robot still continues its actions, but a little bit to the side, so it's a little bit safer or whatever else. And I think it would be made a lot easier, or maybe fits the puzzle aspect more, if it is this tile-based thing where you're trying to solve it in tight circumstances or around different obstacles or whatever else, with as few as possible. Otherwise, it just gets clogged up.
Mm.
But yeah, I like that. I think that's cool. I think there's definitely something there. And also, we've had like six different ideas out of this, from programming golems to do simple tasks.
I think there's a bunch of different ideas from this, and like I've kind of should we figure out where are we at the moment, Tom? Like, what idea? What are the two? Because there are kind of two big ideas, right? Like the tile and the Octodad paths.
Yeah, I mean, there's a factory builder, I guess, in a sense, where you program golems with simplistic tasks, and you can't give them too many commands, so you have to have loads of different golems running around doing individual tasks. Take this log from this chest to this chest. You cut log. You move plank. Put it here. I need you to go pick up that plank. And that's it. That's all the individual golems can do. And kind of finding a way to run and operate a village-wide factory to make it so the villagers live easier, happier, more boring lives. And then the other version, I guess, is a tighter packed puzzle game thing where every iteration of your robot matters, because mistakes are undoable. Doable? Undoable? Doable?
Undoable.
Undoable.
If it was undoable, it would be doable, right?
That's what I'm confused about. But so doable is very different to undoable. But they are remediable. They are fixable.
Yep. Nice.
And I think either version would be kind of cool. I think there's a lot more scope for failure, I guess, in the first version.
It feels like the first one is kind of a bit more like memeable, a bit more like potentially, if that's the route. If you want to make something that is like shareable in a kind of a dumb way, then it's that one. But but maybe the other one might potentially be more of a satisfying game because it seems kind of simpler and just kind of more what it feels like it kind of knows what it is more at this point. Although maybe with further discussion that would change, but I feel
100%. I feel like if we had another 20 minutes, we'd have a completely different game.
Yeah, right. We have five
we've gone
more
on
completely different
a long
games.
Roller coaster here.
Maybe we'll just combine them both.
Yeah,
both let's pitches. Combine them all.
No, let's combine pitches.
Let's combine every idea that we've had so far. Please.
You have to program golems. You
program midwives.
There's midwives in the village and they don't want to do it anymore.
Look, the umbilical cord would work perfectly to really muck up your day.
The golems have to help the circle of life continue.
Oh, you have to program it so delicately. Oh, oh no, my throw golem's gotten involved. No.
I don't want to see what goes wrong.
I don't want to play that game at all.
So, okay, so we've already come up with like a bunch of ideas from this one. I'm sure if you're listening, you probably have your own ideas. Kind of want to hear them. Where can we hear them? How can they let us know?
Well, if you are a resident...
I don't know.
If you're a resident on Twitter, you can send it to us at... which is Pitch Please Pod without any vowels. Or you can email us your feedback for this episode. As long as it's not, don't make another one. You can send it to us. Pitch Please at...
Pickaxe.uk.
.uk.
That's the
email.
That's it.
The one. I listened to a Pitch Please episode the other day. They spent 20 minutes pitching and 40 minutes trying to figure out their own email.
And they got it wrong. It was still incorrect.
They still got it wrong. So yeah, send in your voice pictures. We love to hear them. We love to play them. We love to hear your lustrous voices.
Yeah.
Lustrous?
Lustrous.
And we want to hear your great game ideas so we can make some.
We've got a couple in the bag.
Also, remember that if you have any pitches on cassette, you can put them on seagulls and they will eventually
seagull,
end up with
Tom. Yeah, the seagull will die. Tom will
kill
it.
Well, yeah, I'll wrestle any seagull that has a tape around its neck.
Yeah, it's not Pitch Please related.
That's the Hazel guarantee.
He just does it. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. until next time. Goodbye.
That was so abrupt.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's got that on a like a live, laugh, love kind of wall mount drawing. God. He's got that exact thing.
In his kitchen.
Live, laugh.
I will wrestle any seagull with a cassette.
Live, laugh, choke out a seagull.